This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mark Hallam in Bonn. Gunmen from a radical Islamist group in Nigeria have shot dead at least 20 people belonging to a Christian ethnic group. The extremist Muslim group Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the attack, which occurred around noon on Friday in the northeastern town of Mubi. The group had previously threatened to kill Christians living in the Muslim majority north of the country if they didn't flee to the south. Witnesses said the gunmen stormed the town hall and opened fire. No arrests have yet been made in the attack, which injured at least 15 people. This follows another attack on Thursday evening when 6 people were killed at a church in the city of Gombe. A suicide bomber in the Syrian capital, Damascus, has killed 26 people and wounded 63. The explosion ripped through a busy intersection in a central neighbourhood, hitting a police bus and damaging a nearby police station. Syria's interior minister vowed to respond to future security threats with an iron fist. The bombing comes just 2 weeks after 2 similar attacks killed 44 people in Damascus. An Arab League commission is currently touring Syria, monitoring President Bashar al-Assad's 10-month crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. A report by the observers is to be discussed by an Arab League committee on Sunday. Turkish authorities have arrested the former head of the country's armed forces on suspicion of plotting to overthrow the government. İlker Başbuğ retired as chief of staff in 2010. He's the most senior officer to face trial in Turkey's probes into a network that allegedly planned to topple the Islamist-rooted government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Civilian rulers of Turkey were once at the mercy of the military leaders, but Erdogan's AK party has shifted the balance of power over the past decade. Başbuğ reportedly told prosecutors that the charges were ludicrous and that he always obeyed the law and the constitution. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says his country may go alone on introducing a financial transaction tax. After a meeting with Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti, Sarkozy said France would not wait until its European partners were all in agreement over the tax. Germany and Italy have both expressed support for a transaction tax that would cover all of the European Union, a highly unlikely scenario because of fierce opposition from the UK. Monti and Sarkozy's meeting came as the euro dropped to its lowest value against the US dollar in 16 months. New data has also shown unemployment in the 17-nation eurozone stuck at 10.3%. The two leaders meanwhile announced a mini-eurozone summit with Chancellor Angela Merkel for January the 23rd. American naval forces have rescued 13 Iranian fishermen held hostage by pirates in the Arabian Sea, that's according to the US Navy. The fishermen's ship had been taken over by pirates believed to be from Somalia 40 days earlier. Officials with a US Navy destroyer said they stormed the ship via helicopter and took the pirates prisoner without firing a single shot. The Iranians were reportedly on their way to their home port. Just days prior, the very same US naval group had been warned by Iran not to return to the Persian Gulf due to a diplomatic spat between the two countries. US officials have seized the opportunity to publicise the rescue. Defence Secretary Leon Panetta said despite provocations from Tehran, the US would respond to these kinds of situations in a humanitarian and responsible way. The husband of jailed Ukrainian opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko has been granted asylum in the Czech Republic. Alexander Tymoshenko has submitted his application months ago, according to Czech news reports. His wife's opposition party said the application was made in order to prevent the Ukrainian government from exerting further pressure on Ms. Tymoshenko. She was found guilty of abuse of office in October and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Her trial was heavily criticised by the United States and the European Union. European health authorities are disagreeing on whether to recommend the removal of potentially faulty breast implants made in France. Germany and the Czech Republic have followed France in suggesting their citizens have the implants removed. Britain, however, says it is not convinced by the evidence that all the implants should be routinely removed. More news on the website dwworld.de. Mark Hallam, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.